As I walked through the door, I sensed his presence, and I knew this was a place where love abounds. For this is the temple Jehovah God abides here, and we are standing in his presence on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us pray. We are standing in his presence on holy ground. In his presence there is joy beyond all measure. And at his feet, peace of mind can still be found. If you have a need, I know he has the answer. Reach out and claim. Standing on holy ground, we are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels. Standing in his presence on holy ground.
Amen. Yeah.
Praise God that I can feel that spirit.
Amen.
If you have never been saved and you cannot feel the spirit and it don't touch your heart, you need to be praying about it.
Amen.
And you don't have to wait till we write the message. You need to go right now.
Amen. Amen.
I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry.
No. Amen. Amen. That's what we want. Appreciate these songs. Yeah.
You know, last night, I was determined I wanted to come to church. I was determined that nothing was going to let me or stop coming. It's coming away. It's coming.
Amen.
You're under my feet. I'm the head, not the tail.
Yeah.
God gave me what I feel in my heart today. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Like she said, if you all can't feel it, something is wrong with you.
Yeah.
Because God's love is here in this service.
Amen.
He's been here ever since I've been here.
Amen.
And I praise His name and I give Him honor and glory because today is His day.
Amen. 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 Appreciate this. Amen. Something else. Something else. Amen. Once again, I encourage you to seek the Lord this morning. Make an altar somewhere. Feel the need. I apologize. I need to read this card right quick. And this card to the church, it says, "Thank you for everything. Dear Fairview Memorial and Brother Cole, we want to thank you more than words can say for the love offering giving to our family. It was deeply appreciated. In Christian love, Rossi Stacy Shuffett." And I'm sorry, Miss Thompson, I believe is what it is. And there's a verse of Scripture in Proverbs in 3 and 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart." And certainly we want to say we appreciate that and appreciate the church being willing to help. Something else on your heart before we change the order of the service? Anything? All right. Certainly desiring an interest in your prayers this morning, and I don't know how lengthy this morning will be. I've got a few thoughts on her heart, but most importantly, I want to follow the Spirit of the Lord, and I want Him to have order in charge of this service. And once again this morning throughout this service, if you feel the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, if He touches your heart and enables you to know, and I believe that's what happens, and no doubt, I believe, has to enter in through our ears. He says, "He that hath ears, let him hear." So this morning, you must hear with the ear. And then I believe then it processes through the mind and it affects the heart this morning. So it's a heart work. And I want to get into some of that just a little bit this morning. With the heart, man believeth upon righteousness. And with the mouth, a confession is made, the Bible says. It's a heart work. And no doubt this morning I've heard people, all of my preaching career, I guess you could say, and I call it the career, but since the Lord's called us to preach and He's helped us, and certainly this morning that's where our help comes from. I can do nothing on my own. But I need the Lord's help each and every time I stand. And so I do have an interest and desire in your prayers. But with that being said, I've heard people say, Brother Cole, you've stepped on our toes. And that's a common terminology, what you'd say among Baptists. But I want you to know this morning that if I've stepped on your toes, I've missed the mark because I was aiming for your heart. And this morning, I want you to know that's where God intends this message to go this morning, each and every time that it's accompanied by the Holy Spirit. That God affects the heart. I'm not trying to get on your toes, but God's Word enables us to change the direction in our life, enables us to grow and to prosper as His people. And this morning I want us to be encouraged by His Word. We need God's encouragement. We need the Lord's help. We can't face this thing called life alone. It would be a miserable life. I could not imagine. And I'm just 35 years old. I could not imagine being 35 and having a family with three young boys trying to face this life by myself, trying to make the decisions that can come even with a normal daily life. I could not imagine trying to make those decisions on my own. I don't know which way to go. I don't know the direction. But I'm thankful this morning I know the one that does. I know the one this morning that has got it all laid out in front of us if we're willing just to trust in Him. And boy, that's hard sometimes, isn't it? That's hard sometimes. It's hard to fully trust in Him. But I'm going to tell you, if we'll be willing to do that, the Lord will bless our lives. He will. It's just getting in that place. I want to direct your attention this morning, if you will, and I'll get on some of that. The title of our subject this morning is Behold His Glory. And that's the title of our subject. And I want to take our reading lesson from the Gospel of John in the first chapter this morning is where I want to take our reading lesson, if the Lord will be a help. Like I said this morning, maybe this is your first time here, or maybe you've been here all of your life. But if God deals with you, I beg you this morning to seek the Lord. Behold His glory. In John in chapter 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and in darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, and that same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and his glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And I want to stop there with the mistakes that we've made reading. And I want to look back here and give us just a moment of time in the first verse. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I want to this morning just examine, if you will, this day and age that we live in. There are things that come across our daily lives that maybe we do not expect. We are to try our very best to live this life by faith, looking unto the Lord that He may be our help, our very present help in trouble, when things come our way. But I want you to know this morning that we are, as God's people, to have a relationship with Him. And I want to this morning, how do we gain that relationship? How do we have a stronger relationship with the Lord? How do we truly grasp His Word and really begin to lean and trust in Him? It's easy this morning a lot of times to get up in the morning and say, I'm going to have faith in God. But when things come our way in our life, and we're truly pressured at that point, it's then that we must take our stand. It's then that we truly have to look unto God. And my friend, I'm not just talking about using the Lord as what you'd say as a spare tire, that we keep Him in the trunk and we know that He's there and we pull Him out on occasion. But my friend, I'm talking about every day that we have that relationship with Him. That when we climb out of bed, that we're thinking about Him, and that we're pondering about Him throughout our day, and that we are looking to Him to answer our prayers and to direct our life. Now, young people, I want you to understand something. We've even been talking about it a little bit in what you'd say on Wednesday night. Is there really anything too small to ask God to help us? Absolutely not. We can ask the Lord to direct our paths in every aspect of our life if we'll just allow ourselves to trust in Him. Oftentimes people says, well, I don't know which way to go. We talked about that card that we read over there this morning, Proverbs 3 and 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and He shall direct our paths. To trust in Him. This morning I want you to know that we as God's people have to be willing to learn and to study about who we're talking about. He says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That Jesus Christ, my friend, this morning, has been around since the very beginning of everything. He was there with the Father this morning, that He is the Word. So when God spoke it all into existence, and He said, let there be light, and He spoke the Word, my friend, the Son was there too. He's been there since the very beginning. I want you to know that this morning when we open His Word and we begin to take it for what it is, my friend, we are holding God right here, and I believe, in the very presence of our hands. I want you to know that this morning, without God's help, it's hard for us to discern His Word. But this morning, with the help of God, we know that it can come alive, and then that it can affect and have a help in our lives. Do you want to know what I think one of the biggest challenges this morning to God's people is not taking time to study and to have a relationship with God and His holy Word? My friend, this morning, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, but bless your heart, we've got time to get on Facebook, and I mentioned it Saturday morning. If we've got time to get on Facebook, we've got time to put our face in the book. We've got time to make time for God. Now, I'm talking about having a relationship with Him. I'm not talking about merely coming into the house of God on a Sunday morning and expecting, just if you will, something to take place just by mere coincidence. Folks, I don't believe in coincidence. But I believe this morning in my heart, if God's people are studied up and are prayed up and are looking for something big to happen when they enter into the house of God, my friend, I believe the Lord's going to come by and pass by. Now that's just what I believe. He says, and the same was in the beginning with God. That all things were made by Him, and without Him, anything made that was made. My friend, I want you to know that the Bible describes Him as the Alpha and the Omega. I'll just be honest with you. Like I said, there are things that are going to come across in our life, but I want you to know this morning who we're talking about. I want you to know this morning that we are talking about the beginning and the end. We are talking about the Alpha and the Omega. We are talking about the Creator of everything that we see and everything that we behold. And this morning, one of the closest relationships that I can have with Him in my study is when I'm at home. Bless your heart. And I open up His Word in my very times of trouble throughout my life, and God speaks to me. He says, don't look to anybody else, but look to Me, and I will help you. Everybody in this life has an opinion on how Brother Casey ought to live his life. But I'll tell you this morning, my God has never steered me wrong. He never has. I've been trying, bless your heart, trying to get myself in a place this week where God can use me. Lord, I've had to make a few trips out to the old stump that I was telling y'all about. Lord, get me somewhere where you can use me, because I want to be used by you, God. Listen, I'm telling you this morning, He is the creator of all things. And we have Him right here at our very fingertips. I'm not saying this morning that we all have to be what you'd say, avid readers. I remember a time in my life when I was given a Bible, and to be quite honest with you, bless your heart, it collected probably more dust than I got to use it. I'll just be honest with you. But when the Lord called me to preach, I thought, Lord, I can't preach your word. I don't know anything about your word. And I didn't know how to read very well. I still can't. All I can do is the best that I can do. And I remember laying down there in the floor with a King James Bible cassette on tape. And I remember playing and trying to read along there. And I began in Matthew trying to read and to study about my Lord. I'm telling you, I want to learn about Him. I want to know everything about Him. I want to know about the one I'm going to see one day after a while. What about you? People think, well, He just come into existence. He just come into existence. There we read about in the New Testament, my friend, He's been around from the very beginning. You can read about Him. There's types and there's shadows that you can see all about our Savior. He was there. When you read about the ark, we've studied about the ark and Noah in Sunday school. Bless your heart, get your children to Sunday school. Listen, we've been learning about Him. He was there. We've been talking about Hezekiah. He was there, I believe, in all of my heart in the presence with Hezekiah. He was there in that fiery furnace, was He not? Huh? He'd been around a long time. Now listen. Folks, I'm telling you, when I was laying there, I didn't know nothing about God's Word. And I was laying there in that bedroom floor, and I was trying to read and trying to figure out what God had had for me to preach. And I come across the fourth chapter of Matthew, and God started to deal with my heart. And He said, it's right here what you're going to go tell them about. And it was when Jesus was led up into the mountain and He was tempted by the devil. I've forgot a whole lot of messages throughout my life that I've preached. Now, I'll tell you what, that's one of them I ain't never forgot. Listen, I'm telling you this morning, lost friend, you don't understand the relationship that you can have. I'm telling you this morning, when times in this life get weary, and you say, well, preacher, I'm a young man, I've never faced any trials. My friend, you better realize there's one coming for you. There's a trial that's standing in your way, and it's going to come one day after a while. And I promise you, when that moment comes, you'll want a friend that will hold your hand and lead you across. Listen, I'm telling you, when He called me to preach, He never said, Casey, this is going to be the easiest thing you ever did. Bless your heart, it's not. Being a Christian ain't easy life. It ain't. We're tempted by the devil every day. He tries to get on us and bring us down. And listen, I want you to know something. The stronger your walk is with Christ, you better watch out, because He'll be right there on your heels every step of the way. Now listen this morning. We've got a winter Bible study coming up. And I believe in all of my heart it's our obligation to be here. But honey, I'll tell you, not only our obligation, but we ought to have a desire to want to hear and to learn about Him. Yeah. To learn about Him. As I said before, I want to learn more about Him. I'm telling you, one day after a while, I've got means to go where he is. I've got means to stand in his presence one day after a while. How unworthy that I am, but I want to meet him. I want to meet the one that died for me. I want to thank him. I'm telling you, I don't know if I'll be like Isaiah, Lord, standing in his presence and saying, Lord, I have unclean lips. I don't know what to say. I think you won't even be sufficient when I get there. But I'm telling you, I want to stand in his presence one day. And I want to thank him for dying for me. I want to thank him for going to the cross for me. I want to thank him for everything that he's ever given me. And throughout my journey as I walk in this life, I want to dig in his word. And I want to learn about him. And I want to have a relationship with him. Listen, lost friend, you don't understand what I'm talking about this morning. Bless your heart. I know you say, well, preacher, it's just words. But folks, I'm telling you, it's something about these letters that's written in red that's always got my attention. In my darkest hours, I can open up his word and I can read what he has said to me. You trust in my name when all hell seems to fail around you. I'm there with you. I died for you. I went to the cross there at Calvary for you. And not only did I give my life for you, but I raised again on the third day. And my friend, this morning, he's in heaven. Listen. He's been around from the very beginning. I'm going to tell you something else. There's going to come a day when my boys is going to walk up to Daddy and they're going to say, Daddy, I need to answer about something. You know how many times I've wanted to go to people and I've just wanted them to tell me what I wanted to hear. Y'all ever been there? You went to somebody that knowed a little bit more than you. A preacher maybe, or a deacon, or mama or daddy, somebody you had confidence in, and you went down and you sat with them and you thought, boy, I'm fixing to learn something here. They're going to tell me something I need to hear. And then bless your heart, you sit down with them, and then they tell you, and you'd about halfway leave aggravated. They say, oh, just pray about it. The Lord will show you. That ain't what I wanted to hear. I wanted you to tell me what I needed to do. Well, bless their hearts, that's the best advice that they could give you. Pray about it. Seek God's word, and allow him to direct your life. As I'm telling you, he will. It may not be the way that you planned about it. Bless your heart, you may not have a bank account full of money. You may not live in the biggest, finest house there ever was or drive the best vehicle that ever was. But I tell you this, you'll have somebody that'll climb out of bed with you in the morning when you plant your feet down on the carpet. And it seems like the weight of this world is crashing down all around you. And then he walks up and he grabs your hand and he says, let's go on another mile. That's what I'm talking about this morning. That's what he has promised us throughout his word. If we'll be willing to look to him. Listen to me. I may be a preacher, but I tell you this, I still love to hear good preaching. Brother Casey's heart needs to be dealt with from time to time. Brother Casey needs to be set in order sometimes. You better believe I like to hear good preaching and good teaching. Because rest assured, I know where I'm at. And there's other brethren I know that can out-preach me and out-teach me, bless their heart, and I like to hear them. So come and study. Bring your children and grandchildren to the Lord's house that they may hear. Bless your heart. That eunuch was over there. Y'all remember him? And he was sitting there and he was reading out of Isaiah. And he said, how can I understand all of these things? And then Philip began to preach to him, did he not? Listen, it's hard to take God's word sometimes. Like I said before, there's people that say, well, Brother Casey, you just stepped all over our toes. You just, bless your heart, I ain't aiming for your toes. God's word's not intended to be laid on our toes. It's intended to be laid right here. And listen to me, if it's dealing right here, you better believe it's working. He's got means to change our lives. That's what His Word does for us. It changes, it shapes us, it molds us. It makes us into something that He's pleased with. Listen. Now you best be mindful this morning. We try our very best and people say, well, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Bless your heart. I hope that we do. But if that's what we're going to do, that's what we're going to do. My boys are learning, but I said before, I want them to understand from a young age, I didn't have that. I didn't have all that. I didn't begin to really study and read God's Word until I was a senior in high school. Many, many, many years I lost because I didn't have an appreciation or I didn't feel like I had the time. Folks, we've got to make time for God in our life. We've got to make time. And let me tell you this. If you don't feel like you've got time, I believe in my heart God will make time for you. It may not be the way that you intend for it to be, but sometimes God has a way of showing us a perspective in life. Amen. Now listen, I'm going to finish just here shortly. He says that that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. That he was in the world and the world was made by him and the world knew him not. It says he came unto his own and his own received him not. My friend, I realize what this verse of scripture is talking about. It's talking about that he went unto the children of Israel. He was sent to the children of Israel. He told them over there, he said, I'm sent to the lost house of the sheep of Israel. He said, I've not means to go to the dogs. He said, I've got business to tend to. I realized this morning when it says he came into his own and his own received him not, that he's talking about Israel. But folks, I'm going to tell you right now, we're living in a generation that he comes into his own, and a lot of times his own is not willing to receive him. Did you hear what I said? They don't like what's being preached. They don't want to hear the truth. They're afraid their toes is going to get stepped on. They're afraid that their feelings are going to get hurt. Listen, if the Word of God, you remember what happened over there in the 6th chapter of the Gospel of John, what happened? He looked over there over at them and he said, do with this offend thee. It offended some of them. They quit walking with him. Hurt their feelings. And then he looked over at John and he said, Peter, he said, doeth this offend thee? He said, will you also go away, Peter? And Peter said, to whom shall we go, Lord? For thou hast the words of eternal life. Yeah. To whom shall we go to? There's nobody else to go to. There's nobody else to turn to. Yes, His Word. Listen to me this morning. If you're lost and separated from Him, bless your heart, and He's pricked you, don't run from Him, but run to God. He's trying to get your attention. He's trying to tell you that you're lost and that you need a Savior. He's thumping on that old heart, and He's trying to get your attention. He's saying, listen, there's going to come a day that you're going to perish. And I want you to be saved. You know, the oldest man that ever lived recorded in the Bible, his name was Methuselah. And the Bible says that he lived 969 years. You know what it says after that? It says, and he died. It doesn't matter how long in this life that we're going to live, you better believe there's going to come a day that each and every one of us is going to meet our Maker. That we're going to die, we are going to return to the dust. God's Word is intended to change our lives. It's intended to change our hearts. God is trying to get our attention. So when He comes into this house and His Word is presented to you, and listen to me, I'm telling you, there have been times that I have sit there and the preacher has preached, and boy, I'm telling you, I've been about half mad thinking, how dare that preacher say this? I'm telling you, he's got all over me. And I went home and I rolled around with it and tossed around with it. But you know what? When it all come down to the bottom of it, bless his heart, he was right. I was in the error of my way and needed to change. I'm about done. He says this. He says, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. Listen this morning. When we're willing to come in this morning, and I know he's talking about being saved, but listen to me. Sometimes God's Word can apply in every aspect, and I want you to take something away from this. Whenever we're willing to come into his house and to receive his Word for truth that we might apply it to our life, listen, we can do nothing on our own. But my friend, when the presence of God comes into this place, all things are possible. You realize that just pretty much reason goes out the door. When His Holy Spirit comes into this place, be ready. Now listen here. He said, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And He said, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I told you this morning that the title of this subject was Behold His Glory. I want you to know this morning, I think a lot about what the Apostle Paul said. He said, we look through a glass darkly. Brother Strode said, I don't know how it's going to be over there, but he said, I believe it'll be like a little baby bear's porridge would be just right. I look through a glass darkly because I don't know what it is he's got prepared over there. I don't know exactly the direction that God has laid out for me in my life. To be quite honest with you, I don't even know if I'm going to make it home today. God tended to wake me up after my accident on that. I try to spend a little bit more time with my children. Say you're looking at a previous workaholic. All the time working. Whether I was working on a job or whether I was fixing fence or fooling with cows or cutting hay or whatever it was, always busy. And then I'd roll in at the house about bedtime, just long enough to kiss my babies goodnight. Then I'd sit down and spend a little time with her, and I'd try to maybe study and just calm down, watch a little TV. But through all of this, bless your heart, Brother Casey, don't watch much TV no more. I get down on the floor and, well, the cows got a little hay, they can wait till tomorrow. I want to spend time with my children. I may not have tomorrow. I want to get in God's Word a little bit deeper. I want to study a little bit more. I want to grow that relationship with Him. Listen, we look through that glass darkly. I ain't never met him. I can't tell you what he looks like. I don't know this morning what he sounds like. But the only way that I can see His express image, if you will, this morning is through His Word. And this morning, if you want to get to know Him, if you want to feel His presence in your life, behold His glory. Behold His glory. Right here is it, folks. You want a road map to your life? You want the direction that you need? This is it. This is it. You want to raise your children up and grandchildren up in a way that's pleasing unto God? Listen to me. I'm not telling you Brother Casey's got it all figured out, because bless your heart, I don't. But I'll say this right here. It had been a help to me throughout my life. Come and behold His glory. You know, the apostle here, he really did get to behold His glory. He knew what he got to see Him. I mean, really got to see Him, you know. He was there in the transfiguration. I mean, he really got to behold Him, you know. Folks, sometimes I just feel like I'm just looking through that glass darkly. But I'm going to tell you this. Looking through that glass darkly has been a great help to me throughout my life. If that's all I get to see through until I get to lay my eyes on Him, let me tell you this right here this morning is sufficient. His grace is sufficient. Listen to this. I've been looking. I'm done after this, Brother Strode, if you'll get us a song. I know y'all are saying preachers always say that. I'm trying to get better at that. Psalms in 119, 105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." His word directs us. He's a lamp unto our feet. I want to look at one more verse this morning. This is a verse that me and Jessica, I don't know, y'all ever had them moments in your life where you think, well, maybe the Lord's trying to show us something, you know. And then He just keeps showing you through the week. It's like, man, it just keeps repeating itself over and over and over and over again. This verse has not only come to mine and Jessica's daily devotionals, but I've seen it on Facebook. I've seen it everywhere. I've probably seen it 10 times this week. And I'm not saying I'm big on signs, but I'll have to say this. I believe the Lord's trying to show me a little something. I want to read this, and this may not make a lot of sense to you. Psalms in 27, verse 14. "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Now, that may not mean very much to you, but I'm going to tell you something. God's really been working on me. Wait on the Lord and be patient. Wait, I say, this morning. Allow God's Word to work in your life. Come and study His Word, and then take it and apply it to your life. We've got these brethren going to come here the next few Monday nights. I encourage you, come and learn and study of Him. Our title, our theme is sitting at the feet of Jesus. Let me ask you this. Has there ever been any better place in your life than sitting at the feet of Jesus? I did not hear very many amens. Is there any better place in your life that you have found seated than at the feet of Jesus? Amen. So let us come and study the Lord, and let us study of His Word. As we stand this morning and sing, if you don't know God, if you've never been saved, won't you come? Won't you come and meet Him? He'll change your life. He'll change your life. Won't you come? The same.